Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
First of all, a welcome home to Avi. That's first of all. Very, very good for you, my friend. A welcome home as well to Judd, to Yehuda Mendel. Welcome home, Yehuda. A Kayan. He should have gone first. Late?
Yes, for me.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Where is Davey here?
Okay.
He'll be here, Davey. I want to continue. In a few hours, we're going to greet. It's Pasha to me that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is going to come. It's Pasha. Pasha will be here, the Neshama. He's a big tzaddik. And the Yidden, that this Yeshiv, we're excited for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And it's Pasha to me that Avada, these things are higher than my eyes could see and yours. But in a very serious way, we're going to fabring together, tzizamen, and I want to prepare for Lag BaOmer that's coming in a few hours. I want to prepare together. I want to learn a Mishnah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says something that you need his eyes, and in preparing to greet him, I'm going to learn this Gemara, but I'm going to ask Belina that we all work in it, at least be mispalel for such a Naim this afternoon. And that I'm going to try, Beli Neder, not just to learn this, to prepare in some way to greet Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, to greet the day that Klal Yisrael is miskasher to this tzaddik. So I want to share this incredible Gemara Samach Vav Mud Beis. We've been learning Lamed Gimel on Beis and Shabbos. We're shtickle in the middle of the Gemara, but we're fast forwarding a couple of blot to Samach Vav Mud Beis, a Mishnah. Gemara Samach Zayin, it's a pella, this Gemara. Let's learn a Gemara together. Let's learn Sazam. The Mishnah on Samach Vav Mud Beis, the Mishnah says B'nai Melachim, kings can go out bezugin. A king on Shabbos can go out with bells. It's normal for fancy people to have bells on their begadim. We're not talking about Chassidish bells. We're talking about Mamish bells. Bells on the begadim, B-E-L-L-S, and it says kings could go out with bells on their begadim. I assume at the corner of a begadim, I think kings have bells on their begadim. It's like a big deal when they show up. So they don't go places quietly. It's like ding, ding, ding. Look who's here. They have bells on their begadim. So it says kings are allowed to go out with bells on the begadim. It's not called carrying. We know there's a malacha d'oraisa v'itzah on Shabbos Kodesh. A yid's not allowed to carry on Shabbos Kodesh. Fascinating malacha v'itzah. A yid can't carry on Shabbos Kodesh. What is asir on Shabbos? If you were describing it to a guy, Yehuda, what can a yid do on Shabbos? You let a lift 1,000-pound weight up and down the whole day. Yeah. So what can't be done on Shabbos? Malacha work? You can schwitz your head off. So what can't you do on Shabbos? A Jew desists from being creative. We're not creative. Because on Shabbos we announce Hashem's the creator. The malachas have nothing to do with sweat, with hard work. You can't be creative on Shabbos. And there are 39 malachas of creativity. The one that's the least creative of all 39, Chazal called a malacha gruas haitzah, is carrying. Creative? I carry something a few feet. The reason it's creative is because it's only usher, of course, to bring it from one rishus to another. You're either not allowed to bring from rishus harabim to rishus hayachd, rishus hayachd, rishus harabim, or every four amas and rishus harabim is a new rishus, so you can't bring an item to a new rishus. There's a creativity to that. Brilliant. This item wasn't there, and now it's in the rishus. It's a creativity. You've created. It's creative. That's the malacha's creativity. And the creation is bringing an item. There's good raid. Rabbi Chanan asks, why is there no chatzi shir? On Shabbos Kodesh, in rishus harabim, one could take one step carrying something. Why is it chatzi shir? Asim and atayra. Here there's no chatzi shir, so the pashtus is because the malacha is bringing an item into a new rishus. So half, you didn't do half. You didn't bring an item into a new rishus. So nothing was done. That's why there's no chatzi shir b'seder. So there's a malacha called haitzah. You can't carry. If you're wearing clothing, that's not called carrying. It's the derech to wear clothing. I'm not carrying anything. If you wear something that's not the style to wear, that's taste you're carrying. Kings could wear bells because it's normal. Comes the Mishnah and it says, "V'chol adam," really says the Mishnah, "V'chol adam." Every person really is allowed to wear bells. Ela shedibru chachamim b'hayvet, said kings, because they're the ones who normally wear bells, but every person's allowed to wear a bell. Frek the Gemara, Mantana. Who holds this way? You're allowed to wear bells. Now the Gemara is asking a bomb kasha. Frek the Gemara, how can a commoner wear a bell? What's the Gemara's kasha? Explains the Mefarshim. The Gemara is asking two kashas. If you wear something outlandish, what's the problem? What's the problem? So what? It's not the derech to wear it. I'm wearing it. Why can't you wear something outlandish on Shabbos? Does anybody here not wear gloves in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos? I don't wear gloves because if a yid sticks out his hand to me, I'm shaking his hand. And because I'm going to take it off, I'm worried I'm going to come to carry it. You think I'm shaking a yid's hand with a glove? Are you mishugah? I'm going to shake his hand like a mensch. So I'm going to take off the glove. And then there's a problem. I'm going to come to carry it. If you're a very cold kind of guy, then you can wear gloves on Shabbos. If you're the type of fellow, don't show anybody. Don't tell anybody. But if you would leave on your gloves to shake hands, first of all, get healthier. And second of all, you're allowed to them. But Avada, I shouldn't make fun. Okay, we said. But if a guy's a varma mensch, if I see a yid, I'm going to take off the glove to shake his hand. Hand on hand. So the bottom line is that if you wear something, if you wear something that's not the derech to wear, there are two problems. First of all, somebody may make fun of you and you'll take it off. If you wear bells and people see it, they're like, are you okay? So people are going to make fun of you and you'll take it off. And the second thing is, Rashi says, a second reason Rashi says, one second. The second reason you'll take it off is because it's unusual. It's like a funny item. Hey, you see what I'm wearing? And you'll take it off like to show, to laugh. There are two worries you'll take it off. Either because people laugh at you. It's like silly. Or because it's so unusual, you're not used to it. You're like, it's just a joke. You're putting it on as a joke. You'll take it off to look at it, to laugh at it, to show it. So, frek the Gemara, how can a regular yid wear bells? Mantana, who would hold this way? It's a joke, a regular yid wearing a bell. Says the Gemara Samach Zayin on Shabbos, Man Tana, who's the Tana who holds a yid could wear bells? That's like, it's bizarre. Rev Aishu Reb Shimini. It's Reb Shimini. Reb Shimini Bar Yochai. Reb Shimini. Unzir Reb Shimini. Says Reb Shimini. The Amar Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Him. Yidin are kings. All Yidin are kings. So I bazai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it's called Yisrael b'nei Melachim name. Ibazai, they could wear it. Avada, he's not worried it'll be like funny, like a joke. If a yid wears a crown, it's very normal. It's not a galechter. It's not a joke. He's taket sugepas. He's talking aloch lemaisa. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says for a yid to wear items that belong to a king, call Yisrael b'nei Melachim nenu. And Ibazai, there's nothing outlandish about it. He's not a king. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is paskening. The Pasha Pshat is, it looks a little bizarre, a yid will feel comfortable wearing, dressing like this. It's interesting. Girls on Purim said, almost every girl dresses up as either a kalu or a princess. That's a girl dress up. I remember when I was a youngster, I dressed up like a bum. So an older yid, I dressed up like a geschmackster guy, like a person, a vagabond, as a person. So I dressed up like that. So a yid, an older yid, made fun of me. He said, you want to be that? He's such a fool. Today I say, you want to be that and I want to be that. I'm just honest to admit. There's all different parts. I'm curious and wonderful, of course, geschmack. But you dress up like all different things. When a yid puts on clothing of Malchus, there's nothing funny about it. A yid wears big day Malchus. It literally, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is paskening. He's not saying like a geshmak of art. He's saying deep in the psyche of a yid, Allah lemaisa. If a yid wears garments of kings, he's some not embarrassed. Literally, he's paskening. It's no problem. You'll take it off because people are deriding you. it will actually feel very comfortable. Melachim of a king feels comfortable to a yid, because a yid in the deepest space, that's how he feels. It just feels right. Guy dresses up like a king. It's a shit sugepas. It feels right. To the point that we're not worried if somebody laughs at him, he's going to take it off. We're not worried it's this quirky item you're going to show. No, it's like, it's very tzugepas. It feels right. Feels comfortable. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. Every yid is a ben melech. That's the deepest space in mamleches kehanim. Reb Shimon has profound einayim. Reb Shimon always is the pnimiyus ha'inyan. It's interesting when people do shidduchim. So we're zeicha right today. Today the cats out of there. Two families, two mishpachas. There's a shidduch Baruch Hashem in a few hours. Keep it quiet. The Smilowitz mishpacha with mishpachas Wolf.
What?
Two mishpachas that are about to become chast. They're both like glorious families in our people. The Smilowitz mishpacha, we all know that Nafti Grunberger, our Nafti, we all look up to. He's Pashut married into the Smilowitz family. The other special Swilly Reiner, big people. Mordechai Weinreb's brother is married into the family. Just big people. He has big brothers, big people. His tata is a Adam Chashav Ma'id. And then you have the Wolf mishpacha, Relly Greenwald's a color. The Lewinstein, I'm saying Wolf, the uncle's Wolf. The Lewinstein mishpacha. The Lewinstein mishpacha, that the Zayda was Rav Rani Greenwald, the big idealist. The uncles are heads of institutions, the head of TJ, the head of Ma'ar, all different beautiful institutions and big people. The Wolf mishpacha is talking uncle, big families. I want to say that I always find by Yidden, we're B'nai Malachim, it's always big families. It's always, we're a nation full of royalty. We're full of big people. The mishpachas are always big time families. That's who we are. That's who we are as a people. I get very nervous when we make social classes in our people. I get very, very nervous. It's a nonsense, very goyish, very secular. Sometimes people make Yidden come from this country, that's classy. This country, not by us, that's a bunch of bunk. Kol Yisrael, we're a Shirin Bar Yochai type of yeshiva. There's no, that's goyish, ain't kamayu. By us, a Yid is mamleches kehanim. We don't have social classes. Whoa, these, they're from here. We don't fall for this garbage. Nonsense. Kol Yisrael, b'nei melachim ninu. We're a people of royalty. It's so deep and so profoundly true. Halacha l'maisa. A yid could go out with garments of a melech, and he practically is not nervous. So if Shir Bayachai is very deep in Naim, if you don't have the eyes of Shir Bayachai, you say this outlandish. He's dressed up like a king. It's not outlandish at all. Not outlandish at all. A yid is very comfortable with Big Day Malchus. Deep down, it feels right. Just like feels good, it feels right. You know why it feels right? Because it Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. Because we're mamleches kehanim, we're a people of malchus. Rav Shimon ben Yechai sees a yid walking down the street, you see a guy with the crown. It's funny, in yeshiva there was a period, a lot of guys like wearing talesim. And then a talis is oiter Yisrael b'sefaras, the glory of a yid. And it like made sense, the chevro, everybody loved wearing talesim. You have to look into halachic shailas. You don't want to put on a beggar shel tzitzis, not l'shei mitzvah. I advise a guy, he's l'shei mitzvah, He has to look into, should he make a bracha, should he not? Don't put it on as a gelechter, as a joke. Then you have a problem of wearing dalit canvas, even though you have tzitzis, but you're not doing l'tzor. But if a person's putting on a beggar shel mitzvah, l'tzorich mitzvah. But a yid never looks funny with a crown. He never looks silly. He never looks... Reb Shir Bar Yochai sees you with a crown. He's not worried he's going to take it off. He's not worried it's some sort of gaiva. It's like an arrogance. He's going to take it off. Rashi says there may be a svara. You're a bal gaiva. You're malchus. So you're going to take it off not to be yuara, not to be gaiva. Reb Shir Bar Yochai doesn't see it as gaiva for a yid to wear garments of malchus. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. A yid is glorious. A yid is... Yid's a melech and fits and is sugepas the big day malchus. That's what Shir Ben Yochai sees. I want to say to prepare for the hilula, for the yard center of Shir Ben Yochai, to prepare for the day perhaps of Shir Ben Yochai met Rabbi Kiva. for prepare for the day that Klal Yisrael chooses to have very deep einayim, and once the eyes of this tzaddik, Rashi Bar Yechayu Hashem, gave Klal Yisrael big tzaddikim. And we want a naim, Rav Shir Bar Yochai. Rav Shir Bar Yochai sees a yid in a crown. He's like, fits him well. Mamish fits him stark. I had a guy when I lived in Sinatra Merchevet, there was a fellow who lived there, and he was a very short fellow, and he had a deformity on his face. He had some serious deformity on his face. And during the week, you could see he clearly, I don't know his job. I would daven in Vizhnitz. I like the Chassidus a lot. The Ernstadter Mishpacha were beautiful Yidden. So I felt very at home there. It's before I found a lot of the Pnimius of Chassidus, but I felt very comfortable there. I would daven, they were Mekar of me a lot. The Ernstadter Mishpacha, that's the Rav there and his children, they were Mekar of me a lot. And I daven in Vizhnitz. This guy during the week would be in Vizhnitz all the time. And during the week, he clearly had a job, a very physical job. He was always very dirty. Not in a bad way. He must have been maybe a carpenter, a plumber. And he looked the guy who works. He looked beautiful, a guy who worked. This guy came Shabbos by the Vizhnitz Chassidim there. They wear the tall strimals. During the week, I was taller than him. Shabbos, he was much taller than me. And he looked like a million bucks. He was huddled under this hole. He had a beautiful thing. The coat with the reckle with the strimal going up. He was tall and good looking, came Shabbos. And I always felt it was like Tsugipas for the guy. Okay, during the week he's grinding it out. But Shabbos, a person's chayzer to who they are, he looked beautiful on Shabbos. And Reb Shir Bar Yochai taught our people that when a yid's wearing big day malchus, it's like Tsugipas. Now you look like you. Makes sense to you. He's wearing big day malchus. Somebody else says, Etas, you're not a melech. Not Reb Shir Bar Yochai has deep einayim. And he sees the yid is Tsugipas for it. And as such, he's not worried the yid's going to feel uncomfortable. What are you talking? A yid in the deep space sees what Reb Shir Bar Yochai sees. That I belong in Big Day Malchus. He's not going to be made fun of and take it off. He's not going to feel uncomfortable. It's not going to be an oddity of an item. No, he belongs this way. That's the name of Shir Bar Yochai. One of the questions that we're going to be asked after 120 is Himlachtecha Chavercha. Were you mamlich, your friend? Did you treat your friend like a melech? Did you treat your friend like royalty? And I want to say in a few hours towards a chag that Klal Yisrael is getting ready and gearing up to have tzaddikim and to be inspired by tzaddikim, to get closer to Hashem through our tzaddikim. One of the great lights of Shir Bar Yochai is to see our people as special, to see goodness in our people. And I wanted to be mechazik us all, that the way to start this is to see goodness in yourself. People always say, how do I work on seeing good in others? One answer, see goodness in yourself. You won't see anything more in Yenim than you see in yourself. Takes one to know one. See goodness, it's just true. It's just true. It's just simply true. See goodness in ourselves. I'll tell you something funny. We're living in a generation of a lot of shame. A lot of shame. So a youngster meets you, and you hold the velt to him, like Nishtoimim from. Somebody with good einayim, Shleimer Gurin meets a guy, and he's crazy over him. And Shleimer's like, mamish friends. And the guy inside thinks, if he would know what happened in sixth grade, he wouldn't hold of me. And it's so ironic. Shleimer sees you better because he doesn't know. You don't know you. He knows you because he doesn't know sixth grade. That act, big shtung, no sheiches. Say it the way it doesn't move the needle, Amashu. You know yourself less because you know that. He knows you more because you got confused. Something happens on the Siyahinus travels. Reb Shir Bar Yochai knows the Yid better than the Yid knows the Yid because he doesn't know the story.
Wow.
And the story is an Asayin from Hashem, so one doesn't know himself. The first type of Einayim will mispallow for in waiting to greet the Nefesh of the Tzaddik, in wanting to serve Hashem through the Ashpois, through the Ur that Hashem sent down through the Tzaddik. The first thing is to work on is to see goodness in ourselves. Reb Shir Bar Yochai says about us that we can go out with crowns on Shabbos, with bells on Shabbos. Not a, what are you saying? Yisrael's malachim. Sometimes a guy, somebody came this morning, a friend of mine, he had a very fancy car. I like seeing Yidden in fancy begadim. It was important to me when we started the Masifta, so it was very important to me. I had looked before I started this Masifta, there existed a Masifta in Waterbury, in the city of Waterbury, and I saw the Chevra. There were guys walking down with pants that were very, they were falling to shtickle. And I happened, they saw the locals. And the locals, that's an assignment by the locals. Now, I like Goyim. Chaviv and Adam, Goyim are good. I actually feel bad. I want a Goy to know he's a good person. Chaviv and Adam, Shinefer, but Selim. A Goy is wonderful. Yisrael is Malchus. It bothered me, a backwards world. A Melech doesn't look at a commoner and say, I want to dress like that. It was very important to me. The guys dress fancy. It's interesting. I'm not so good with begadim. I'm not so good. I'm not so good with clothing. It's just not. I'm not good at it. I don't know why. I produce a lot of dandruff. You'd think less hair, no dandruff. Somehow dandruff. And I'm not good with begadim. I don't wear ties. Just another beggar that gets stained. I'm very thankful that my kids are good with begadim. Dress nicely. Why she dresses to kill? Beautiful. It's very. I mean, Ernst, that it means a lot to me, because I think of you, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he started working with Yeshiva Bachram, he wanted them to dress to kill. Yeshiva Bachram is a big thing. It's a big thing. It's important. They should look malchustic. To me, it's important. I like Shabbos when a guy dresses up to the end of the world. That chassidish guy envisioned it's on Shabbos. He's a prince. Shabbos, he became a prince. Somehow, during the week, he's scarred and dirty. Shabbos, the guy looked like the guy was mamish, a prince. Mamish. And it's important because that's the deep space of the Yid. I have a thing. I like when the physical world matches the spiritual truths. I like when it's aligned, because it could be aligned and should be aligned. That's Geula when it is aligned. There's Galus when it looks different. There's a Hester, as a... But when it's aligned, it's beautiful. So your dress is geschmack, it's wonderful. Mama, she understands. He dresses this beautiful suit. Guy comes in a fancy car. I like that he feels malchustic. He's right. He's right. It's funny, Rav Aryeh wines and dines us in the summer. He treats us like kings. And it's good that people feel, because they're feeling the truth. The physical world should align with the spiritual truths of the princely nature. It's interesting. This Yid came here yesterday, this beautiful Satmar Yid. He loves yeshiva guys. He came here. So, you guys, I can't, Rav Ezi could do the accent, but he came here like raising money from the Chevra. He's pretty aware that the Bachram aren't the richest guys in the world. That's usually not. Listen, we have some exceptions, but typically Bachram are not always loaded.
Some exceptions.
But he came here. He came here.
Any such exceptions?
But he.
just let us know if you know any such exceptions.
But he came here. He came here raising money, and his respect in an honest way. A Yid, a beautiful Yid, who respects the Bnei Yeshiva. Now, he has a plan. Eventually, guys will make money. His whole shtickle Torah. But he had a certain respect to Bnei Yeshiva, like the center of the world. He had a big respect for Bnei Yeshiva. And he came with that covet of the Yeshiva Bachram. Rabbi Yisrael wanted Yeshiva guys to dress very nicely. There should be an expression of the glory of Yeshiva man. Yeshiva man, it's a precious, it's a big thing. Somebody's in Yeshiva busy, trying to grow, trying to, what's our asik? What are we busy with? We want to get closer to Kirvus Hashem. That's what we're busy with. Fighting through, figuring out, working through our stuff. What are we busy with? The Gan Satog. We're about trying to grow, trying to serve Hashem with a simcha, trying to figure it all out. Yesterday's Yid had like a big respect for the Bnei Yeshiva. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Zeinayim saw that in a Yid. He saw preciousness in a Yid. And saw a Yid is worthy of Malchus. That's the deepest space of a Yid. I wanna suggest that something we could work on in the next few hours is to see that in ourselves. The greatness, the largeness of a Yid, the precious. A Yid has a big light to bring, a very, very special art to bring to the world, a unique light that a Yid has. And each Yid is a very special type of Kiddush Shemayim. Without him, we're Pashat Chaser. The world's missing horribly. Without the Yid's light that he brought here, the world's missing tremendously. Somebody over... Somebody over Shleima over Pesach, a Yid told me a vert. We meet these beautiful lights, and a Yid Taka told me a vert. I asked you the pasuk in Daniel. I'll never guess why I like this pasuk, but the pasuk in Daniel says that teachers of children, Malamit Tanaikus, Kikoichavim Ya'iru, they're going to shine like stars. The teachers of children have a big shine, have a big place, but it says they shine like stars, Aviev. So I asked this year, why is it like a star? The sun is much shinier than a star. Shlomo, I asked, why does it say they shine like stars, that the sun shines? Shine like the sun. Somebody looks at Shlomo and says, your mama shine like the sun. That's okay. Your mama shine like a star? Nope, a star is okay. It's not bad. It's not so powerful.
Isn't a star bigger than the sun or something?
It's true, but the light we see, to say you shine like this, the star itself is much bigger than the sun. But what we see, it's so much further away than the sun, it looks like a speck. So Yehuda the Pshat I always learned, Avrami the Pshat I always learned, is stars, when you see the light of the star doesn't exist anymore. The sun, you see the sun, and the sun's there. The star long ago doesn't, just takes so long for the light to come. So I wanted to tell you that teachers of children, their impact is after they cease to exist. So it's the light of the star, because the third grade Rebbe, years later, you're steiging, you're growing, you don't even know what he did for you. So it's the light of a star. His light out lasts way past the person. That's what I wanted to tell you. This Yid Yehuda told me, it was beautiful. This beautiful Yid said, it's own pshat, a Yid said that the sunshine, the Gemara in Pesachim says, Shraga Betia Ramayah Hani. When the sun shines, no other light's effective. You don't take a flashlight outside. Yeah, there's no flashlight outside because when you have the sun, no other light shows. Shraga Betira Mayani means a shraga, a candle, Betira. Compared to that powerful light, Mayahani, does it help at all? Imagine a guy's a flashlight outside. It does nothing. You don't put on your headlights in the daytime. It doesn't do anything. So he said that a good mechanic shines like a star, there's space for other light. It's a subtle light that you can see, but there's room for other lights. And he said, a good mechanech, the room for all different lights. Let's space for people's light. See, he shines like a star, and it's not the sun. I thought it was a beautiful pshat of a yid. He said, a good mechanech doesn't shine like a sun. A sun, there's no room for other lights in there. He shines like a star, epis you can see, but there's room for others' lights.
Love it.
I thought that was shein the pshat. Nice pshat, Aviad. Prime, you like that one? I appreciate that a lot. But I want to say that there's tremendous lights in every single yid. A yid's a melech. A melech means the yid has what to offer the entirety of the world from one end to another. Every single yid has a light, an impact. He's a melech of the world. He's a king of the world. He has an impact from the ganze Welt that the whole world needs, reliant on him. Mamish, a melech. And the whole world needs the light of a yid. Rav Shirvei Yochai saw that in our people. Let's start seeing that in ourselves and in others. The value, the need, the purpose of a yid, the shein of light, the beautiful light that belongs to a yid. Let's see it in others. Let's see it in ourselves and then see it in others. That's what I want to be mechazik. There's much else to learn. And Rav Hashem will learn other things. We still have to finish the story. But I wanted to speak this Rav Shirvei Yochai, Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin in Shabbos. Powerful of Shirvei Yochai. He always sees deep. He always sees beyond what the eye sees. If Shirvei Yochai is Teres Anister, he sees that which is hidden. Somebody sees a simple yid, if Shirvei Yochai sees a Ben Melch. He says, no. So the Rebbeinu Shem Shem Mizak at all of us with good Einayim. To see that in ourselves, Elya. We should see it in ourselves and see it in others. See it in ourselves, see the powerful light that we have in ourselves and others. Obviously, let's just sing the Bardetchev and pray for such a name. Let's pray for a name to see ourselves and others. Yehuda, if you could start the Bardetchev.
Yeah.
Diddy da da, Maya, Maya, ya, Maya, ya, ya, ya. Diddy da da da, ya, 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 ya. Diddy da da da, Maya. Let's raise the key. Haya na na na, diri da da, maya maya ya, haya ya, haya ya ya, diri da da, maya. One of the compliments we're going to say on Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Nasa Adam Nemar Bavurecha.
Wow.
Hashem says Nasa Adam, let us create man. Nemar Bavurecha. Hashem was thinking about you, Rav Shimon bar Yochai.
Wow.
It was said on your bit when Hashem said Nasa Adam. Every single yeshiva has a plan, Nasa Adam. Every yeshiva wants in their Beis Medrash a Nasa Adam plan. Let us make man. Let's in our sviva produce, have somebody find themselves. And people always like, who's the spitz of that environment? Who's the Nasa Adam that was said? So the eulogy about Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Nasa Adam Nemar Bavurecha. When God himself said, let us make man, God said to the ministering angels, to his angels around him, Nasa Adam, let's create man. Nemar Bavurecha was said on your behalf. He was thinking about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. That's Pashupshat. What I'd like to suggest to the Chevra is the creation of man, when the Rabbanu Shem created man, what a frail creature, what a challenged person. The angels don't mess up. The angels serve Hashem with loyalty, with dignity, with consistency. They're always are. They don't have off days and on days. And the Nasa Adam was a chiddush. Let us make man a person who can rebel against Hashem, who's so feeble and forgetful and weakness and has good and bad days. Nasadam nemar bavurecha means that you have a nayim to see deeper in a person. Even when the person is going through, you say, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Nasadam nemar bavurecha means you're a person who gets it, who sees the innate beauty of a person. It was said on your behalf doesn't just mean Shirin Vayechai. When Hashem said Nasadam, okay, you, but Hashem said Nasadam on every human being. It means the Einayim Reb Shim Ben Yechai. Nemar Bavurecha was said on your behalf means somebody like you who has the Einayim to see goodness in every Yid. Nasa Adam was said, you're the one who can understand. It's Nemar Bavurecha means a person like you can understand Nasa Adam. Because you understand the innate beauty of every single Yid. That Kol Yisrael's B'nai Malachim, when Hashem says, Nasa Adam, Nasa Atem Kruyim Adam, Avada Nasa Adam, and the Shpitz Adam, the Yid, Nemar Bavurecha, Hashem said it, and it seems like a rather big a chiddush. Nasa Adam, a person who's challenged, Nemar Bavurecha, was said on your behalf. It was said, you brought a Nayim to the world who saw the beauty of a Yid. Who saw the preciousness, it was said on your behalf. You brought an Ur that it's not a Chiddush, Nas Adam. I want an Adam, that beautiful Adam, who of course has Nisyanus and limitations and challenges, but Nas Adam, you see the innate goodness of a Yid. Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, the beauty and the Ur of each Yid, Nas Adam, Nemar Bavarecha, for Nayim like yours you brought to the world, so Nas Adam was said. So I mispallel together with the Chevra, and maybe we could actively work on it in a few hours. We could do something to see good in ourselves and good in others, to push away voices that knock ourselves, that say, oh, well, you can silly inner voices that speak negatively, to push those away and to see in a person the malchus that exists in a person. And of course, to have those enayim to see others, that's something that we could plug into from now for the next few hours. We do have to stop now, and I'm going to invite the whole chevra. To me, it's very serious. To me, it's a gathering that's important to me. I want to invite the chevra this afternoon. If anybody has learned, there'll be second seder. If you have some minutes, you could. We didn't finish the Gemara Lamed Gimel. It would be, if somebody learns that Gemara, would be wonderful. There are other shmois from Reb Shimon. But I want to invite the chevra at 9 o'clock tonight. We'll be having a mesibah. Now we don't light fires in yeshiva, and please make sure nobody lights a fire. But there'll be fire. There'll be ish. There's different types. There are all different kinds of ish. But I ask, nobody lights fires in yeshiva. The physical fires we can't have. That's we get in trouble with the government. Zero to make sure it's not deep in the forest. I mean, zero. We're simply not allowed. But what we are allowed to do is to have a mesibah. It's very serious. By me, it's a very special day. The day of Shir Bar Yochai met his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. The day Pnimius, that we see deeper, better eyes. Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, the beauty of our people, to have good Einayim, to see a very dignified and special people. So we're going to celebrate. We're going to the words of Reb Nassim, that it's tzaddik b'misasin has more power than b'chayiv. And the Rebbeinu Shlom gives Am Yisrael tzaddikim who inspire Am Yisrael to be closer to Hashem, who bring out beautiful Ur, and they teach us about our own Ur. The tzaddikim shine like stars, not like sun. They leave room that each and every Yid has his own Ur. So Shir Bar Yochai is one of those koychavim. His light far lasts past his lifetime in this earth, and his light is still shining. So I want to invite the chevra, please join in a serious way, in a sincere way. We'll sing about Godless Yisroel, Ashreichem Yisroel, Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu. We'll have a band come to help the Hilula, to help the celebrations. 2 years ago, it was from the loftiest Lag B'Omer I was ever part of in my life, and last year was nice too. So I want to invite the chevra. I want to invite the chevra next door at 9 o'clock. Come join. Come fabring. If it's me and you, that's good too. And if 3-4 guys join us, and 10 and 20, but not for you, not for another guy, for you and for me. But I want to plug into ideals, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Difficulties that people encounter, there's reasons for it. He is beautiful a name. And there's reasons for difficulty. We spoke about Eliyahu HaNavi not busting. He didn't run in and say it's over. We're not people. The world's about happiness and good connection to Hashem. But the difficulties also have a sibah. Hashem's working with us. We believe Hashem's bringing us places. The difficulty, we're mechaveh v'satzaros. Even the difficulties have a space. We're not pursuers of negative. I have been offered, Ellie, I've been offered many times to bring the yeshiva to Auschwitz and places like that. I don't do that. Because I don't look at like the way to serve Hashem is sarais, let's be from. The way to serve Hashem is to eat a good bananas, to play a good tournament and become frumer. That's the lechatchila. And Hashem made a beautiful oilam chesed, yibana, a world of happiness, of good things, and that's the Iker way to tap in. I'm not saying we're looking for sadness and sorrow. I'm saying that the challenges we have in Emunah, they're also we respect. And Hashem brings us places by way of difficulty and challenge. We don't run over those. Of course, we want apparent goodness, and we assume apparent goodness, and pray and hope for only goodness. But we say the challenges that we have a space also. Shem Bar Yochai taught us about the Golus. He said, Ashrecha Sharisani Bikach, my difficulties brought me spaces. They brought me places, his difficulty. So come, Martcha will bring together tonight, Martcha 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, join me and Martcha. If it's just me and Martcha, it would be a beautiful night. Imagine if you join also. So please, anybody and everybody's invited, come join Shloimeh and Martcha, come join the Chevra. It's going to take place at 9 o'clock. Maish Storch comes every year. It's a beautiful Yid who's shayach to this light of Rav Shimon Yochai, he's shayach to. Come join him. I said yesterday the story of my Rebbe, of the Skelener, that he prepared the first time in his life. Am I told you the story, Mish? I told you the story, Russ. I said it over yesterday. The Skelener Rebbe was going for the first time in his life to the Kever Shimon Yochai, and he was scared. He wanted to prepare. He wanted to just walk in. So he wanted to do so, as I recommend to do something today. Before you show up to the Masiba, do something. See good in yourself and a Yid. Prepare to come to the Masiba. So he did a preparation. He started Chesed Lavram, his Chesed organization, for your son. And then he went in. Then he heard a Yid, Maishi, screaming in the kever. Yid was saying, Menovel Arois, sicko out, sicko out. Menovel Arois. So the Rebbe got all shaken up. So the one who was with him, Reb Stern, said to the one who brought him in, said, Rebbe, he's not talking about you. It's a Yid yelling at his Yetzara. A Yid was yelling, the Noble Arise, he was screaming his Yetzara. So the Rebbe said, no, if Hashem had you here, it's talking to me. And he went to a room to think. The Rebbe said that he felt he had a certain gaiva. Reb Shimon bar Yochai brought out a certain covet of a Yid, but he felt maybe a touched arrogance. So he worked on it, humility for a few minutes, and then he went back into Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So I say, let's prepare, knowing Kol Yisrael, the name Elohim, but not in arrogance. Know there's room for him too. Know you're a melech, but so is he. And come tans together by way of the light of the Yid who taught us, Kol Yisrael, b'nei Melachim, let's tans together. The Chevra is invited 9 o'clock for the Elul of Hashem Bar Yochai. It'll take place at 9. Second set will take place 5 o'clock.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.